So we left it off. There was a machloikas of a guy who told a woman, I mean, a woman told the husband, do this for me and I'll be mukadeshes to you. By the way, I did not speak this out last week, but it's a necessary component. He has to say out mukadeshesly with his work. The fact that she said it doesn't work. He has to say the Lashon HaKedushin. Even though the Braita doesn't mention that he's saying it, the Braita is setting up the case. She told him, you do this work for me and I'll marry you. He's supposed to say to her, when he hands her the ring, I'm a kedeshesly with the work that I did. And there's a machlokes if that works or not. So at the beginning, the Gemara had a Havamina, that everybody agrees that salary is cumulative. That means that every minute you work, you earn a little bit and a little bit and a little bit. So it all turns into a loan. And at the end, he's being mekadesher with that loan. And yet, we see it's a machlokes, so we see mekadesh b'milva is a machlokes. The Gemara's answer that we had so far was no. Everybody agrees Makadish Mimovas and Mukadeshus. The Makloikas is, how does salary work? Is salary considered Yeshna Laskiris Mitchila Vatsaif, which means that it's cumulative, or Eina Laskiris Mitchila means if I hire you for a day, I don't owe you till the last moment of your work. And at that moment, that's when he hands it back to her. Never was a debt. He gave it to Lushem Kedushin, and it's not a loan. That was the first answer the Gemara gave. So we had two possibilities, the Havamina and the first Gemara's first answer.
What would Rav say? When he gave her the ring?
He made a ring out of her gold. I'm sorry, a ring, and a leg thing, or earrings. That was the case in the Gemara.
No, I'm saying, but it could be even something that's not...
This is the case in the Braisa. Why am I talking about anything else?
If you make something for me, does that be, does that be actually Ba'ain at the time?
But the case of the bride.
No, I'm asking a different thing. I'm just asking a question. Does it have to be Ba'ain at the time?
What is he giving her?
I'll be making something for you. It doesn't really...
What does that mean? Whose is it? What do you mean, for you? Whose is it? I'm trying to find out your case.
It's going to be hers.
Again, when is the Kedushin? When he gives her something. He doesn't give it to her. It's not Mekadeshes. He can make her a castle. But if he didn't hand it to her, it's his castle. The case here was she gave him the raw materials. He wasn't giving her the raw materials. He was only giving her the work. But he had to give her something. How does he give it to her? Now we're going to go to a different territory in the second line from the top. Mem Ches Amid Beis. 48b, 1. V'ibay Yisema. The Kula Alma Yeshna L'Shiris Metchila V'Atzayf. Everybody holds that salary is cumulative, which means it is a debt. And Mekadesh B'Mobein and Mekadeshes. And everybody agrees that a loan does not work. So the question is, why over here should she be Mekadeshes? He's giving her the work, which is a loan. So why should it work? This is a machloikis in Masechtas Bav Metzia. And that is when you're hired for a creating something, not hourly pay, but creating something. You're given raw materials, and they tell you, make something out of it. You're hired for a job. And you take in raw materials and turn it into something more exquisite. Who owns that item? Does the person with the raw materials own the item? Or you become partial owner of that item till you return it, with an obligation to return it and receive money for it. But you have a part ownership in the item you created. You created a ring out of gold. Now, she owned the gold, but by creating the ring, you became a partner in the ring. Not a partner that can refuse to sell, and not a partner that can say, I want to keep it. I'm sorry, I'll buy you out, not you buy me out. No, you don't have that right. but you become a partner that has to sell it to the person who owns the raw materials at the agreed upon price, but you do own part of the ring before you sell it, so to speak, back to the person who gave you the gold. So when the man hands the woman this ring, what he's doing is he's selling her his part of the ring. So he's not being mekadesher with the debt of the work. There is no debt of work. And when you have a job, that you paid for the job, not by hour. You paid as a sale. This is a sale. You made up a deal. I will sell you my chelik of the ring for X amount of money. Or, in this case, I will give you my chelik of the ring for kedusha. So you're handing the woman something of yours, not just a debt. That's true by a job. If you're paid, then for every time you bang something, they pay you 50 cents. So that's a salary. You don't own the item. You're not taking an item and changing it. You're not getting paid for it to change the item. This is only true by an woman. This is true when you're given the job to change something. Then you become partial owner of the thing.
She owes him money.
Again, he has to sell her. That was the deal, that he would sell her his part of the ring, and he's giving it to her for kedusha. She doesn't owe him a penny. She has an obligation to buy his share of the ring. She does not owe him a penny. He's not getting paid cumulatively. A worker gets paid cumulatively. An woman gets paid when he sells her his part of the item. It's not a debt. He owns something. He's giving it to her as a gift.
She had to pay for it, right?
As a sale.
Okay,
so that's what happens every time a man is mekadesh a woman. If she wanted the ring, she would have to pay for it. And the chassan's giving her the ring. What difference does it make if he owns the whole ring or if he owns part of the ring? Every kedushin is that way. If she wanted it, she would normally have to pay for it. And he's giving her a gift, the same kedushin. Here, she wants the ring back for him. She has to buy out his share. That was the original agreement. Whenever you hire a worker, you're giving him an ownership. He gets an ownership, which he sells to you. And both of you have no choice in this matter. You must buy it. He must sell it. But you're buying something of his. And when he gives it to you, he's giving you kedusha. That is called Uman Kaina B'Shvach Kli. That's the machloikas. My sarah uman kaina bishvachli, so therefore she's mukadeshes. My sarah ain uman kaina bishvachli, that's not what happens. He does not own part of the ring. He's a salaried worker. He's a salaried by job, but it's a salary, not a sale. Therefore, it's a debt. And he can't give it to her. It's not kedusha. That's the second text of the Gemara. Look, Rashi, Bibay is Ema. The kulam yeshna, who the kulam mekadesh mubeinim mekadeshes, and everybody holds mekadesh mubeinim mekadeshes. V'hacha b'umen kaina, klamer, hacha b'shaloi hisnas liyatschir yamim. He's not getting paid by the day, ela kaplan, getting paid by the job. Shekibul or b'shekibul olav ligmar hamalacha, b'kach v'kach. He took the job for a salary of the job, not per hour. He's not getting paid per day, per hour. When an woman is hired as a kablon, not as a salaried employee, but as a kablon, to take raw gold and make a kli, is he kaina to acquire part of the kli when he improves it? This is not a salary. The chol mashem mashbiach einam bovel abaylam is not a loan, and the bekli hu zaycha, the uman, the craftsman, is zaycha in the kli. Ukshemach zchira loy bechara kotzav, he shaita, and when he gives it back at the set price, hari hu kamaychor loy, it's a sale. Einam unkayla, vari kashar zchilas, it's like other zchiras. So that's our third shot. First shot was the havamina. The machloikus was mekadesh b'mova. Everybody views schiris as a loan. And the question is, does a loan work? The second pshat was, is Schiras owed, or is it only at the end? But again, it's Schiras. And the question is there a cumulative debt? Or did it happen the last second? And the third pshat says, we're not talking about Schiras. We're talking, according to our mayor, about a sale. Yes.
If something happens to the ring, according to the Tanakhama, does he only have to pay for half of it?
For the raw material.
But half, he owns half of it, so he doesn't have to pay for that half, even though it was, you know.
He pays for the raw material.
Mm-hmm.
Pays for the raw material.
I'm saying, but half of the four materials, right? Because he only lost half of her stuff.
Who decided it's half?
Well, I'm just saying, let's ease that's the case. Whatever it is, he owns part of it. According to the Tanakh, he owns part of it.
Again, the raw material belongs to her. If he doesn't make the ring, that means it's her gold that he took.
But according to the Tanakh, when he's making it, he's partial owner.
Correct.
So then if he gets something happens to it,
it's the raw material. He's not an owner of the raw material. Listen, whatever percentage of the value of the ring is the raw material is hers.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever percentage of the ring is the craftsmanship is his. So if raw gold costs $1,000 and the ring costs $2,000, then they're 50-50. And if he doesn't make the ring, he doesn't hand her back the ring. He owes her $1,000 of gold.
Here.
That's what he took. That would be even according to the second Tana. Guy's hired to do a job. He doesn't do the job. Or gets lost. Right? It's her ring that he lost. But she owes him money for doing it. So by the time they're finished, it's about the same. Right there. We know go now to a fourth shot, which is the third teretz in the Gemara. Be by the same, if you want, I can tell you a different shot. The kula ama ain't umankind of bishvachli. Everybody agrees that even a craftsman is paid a salary, he is not selling it. And and everybody agrees that a salary is cumulative and therefore is a loan. And everybody agrees that loans don't work. So the question is, so why does your mayor say she's Mukadeshus? The case in the Bryce is talking about that he added a Naifach. I don't know exactly the English translation. It means a little bit. But as our school say it is.
The name of gemstone placed in the potion.
What?
The name of a gemstone placed in the potion.
Fine. So he added his own gemstone. Basically, he took something not very expensive, and he added it to her gold. So she had a gold. She asked him to make a ring, and that's a salary, not a buying, not his. And that's a milva. But at the end, when he added it and handed her back her ring, which now she owes him a loan, he also added a gemstone. So the question is, what does she think the Kedushin is? Does she think the Kedushin is the combined salary and gemstone? Then she's not Mukadeshus, because the salary doesn't work. If she understands Halacha and understands that the only thing that can work is the gemstone, so then she is Mukadeshus. That's the Machloikas. When a woman receives a loan plus, does she understand that it's only the plus that's the Kedushin, and the loan has nothing to do with the Kedushin, or does she think it's a combination? If it's a combination, she did not get a combination, because part of it was a debt, and that doesn't count. Let's read it inside. The Ma'asav and Milva Bruta Daita Pruta, the mayor holds, she recognizes that the loan doesn't care count. All that counts is that gemstone. And therefore she also thinks about the milva, and that doesn't work for Kedushin. It's a machlekes. Again, yeah, this is the machlekes from Meir Drabon. We had it earlier, but this is the machlekes from Meir Drabon. Zok de Gemara, ubabukta dahari tanoi. And this same concept of what we've been talking about here is a machloikus of the following tanoim. Again, we had all different kinds of pshatim here. These things play out in the following machloikus tanoim. The Tanya.
If she did not want this gemstone,
then she's not mekudeshes. She's not agreeing to accept this gemstone as the sole kedushin. It's not mekudeshes.
He's
obviously going to say, I'm Kadeshously, and I'm giving you back your ring, and I added a gemstone.
Right, that's what she's... So there's no hobby to think that it's the halvah. He's saying in the words, this is I'm Kadeshously only with this gemstone.
No, if he said that, then she would understand halacha. He said, I'm giving you back the ring, and I added a gemstone for Kedushin.
What if he just says, I'm giving this ring, and she has a mind on both of them?
I didn't hear you.
What if Makadosh with this ring, and she has in mind, oh, what a beautiful ring with the gemstone, both of them.
And she's Abu Kadesh. If she thinks she's getting $100 for Kedushin, and she's only getting $5. To be Makadosh, she has to understand that it's $5 for Kedushin. That's the machlokes of Daita Pruta or Daita Milver Pruta. Something about the book of Dari Tanoi, this also plays out in the following Tanoi. The Tanya we learn, Beschayasha Sisi Imach, Eina Mekudeshes. If he goes over to a lady and says, I want to marry you with the money you owe me from a previous job. I plowed your driveway. You owe me, I don't know how much they charge now, $20. Right? With that $20, I want to be Mekadesh you. She's not Mekadeshes. Chayesha Esa Imach, I'm going to plow your driveway, or I am going to make you a ring out of your gold. Right? I want to be Mekadesh you with that. Mekadeshes. Rav Nassan Eimer, Chayesha Esa Imach, Eina Mekadeshes, the coach gave Chayesha Sisi Imach. So Rav Nassan says, Esa Imach does not work. And for sure, a past one. Reb Yudah Nasi Eimer, he's a third Tana. Be'emes Amru, in truth they said, Bein Bischar Shasisi, Bein Bischar Shasisi, Mecheinem Mekudeshes. In theory, I agree to Reb Nasan. But Bim Haitzel, on Meidach Mishalayim, he adds a gemstone, Mekudeshes. So we have three Shitas. One Shita says, future work, she is Mekudeshes. One Shita says, one shita says, future work, she's not Mekadeshes. And one shita says, oh, but if you add the gemstone, she's Mekadeshes. That means, obviously, the middle shita doesn't agree to that. So that, what's the machloikas? Rebbe's adding a new shita. It's not a new shita. So that means there's a three-way machloikas here. One is saying, you Mekadesh with the work. One is saying, no, you cannot be Mekadesh with the work. And you can't even be Mekadesh with the extra gemstone. And the third shita is saying, I agree you can't be Mekadesh with the work, but I think the gemstone works. So we have three different opinions here. First opinion says, you don't need a gemstone. The future work can be a Kedushin. Either because Eina L'Skiris El B'Saif, or because Umenkain B'Shvachli. Pick your choice. But one of those two. The second shita is saying, no, doesn't work that way. And doesn't offer the solution of the gemstone. That means the middle sheet is saying no gemstone works because she thinks she's getting two things and only one is Kedushin. And the third sheet introduces that she understands that a gemstone is it and she's Mekudeshes if there's an added gemstone. Zafsi Gemara, Bein Tanakama L'Rav Nassan Ikki B'nai L'Skiris. Between the Tanakama and Rav Nassan is the difference whether Yeshna L'Skiris Metchila B'Atsoiv or Eina L'Skiris El L'Batsoiv. Tanakama is saying it's not cumulative, and therefore it's not a loan. Rav Nassan is saying it is a loan. And Bein Rav Nassan and Rav Yehuda Anasi give an ayam over Pruta. Rav Nassan and Rav Yehuda Anasi are arguing, but he added that gemstone. Ma'asavim Milva Pruta Daita Milva. One says she includes the Milva as well, and therefore she's not Mekudeshes because she thinks she got this much for Kedushin and she did not. Ma'asavim Daita Pruta, she understands that she's exclusively Mekudeshes only with the gemstone.
what is it? Why is the work that he's gonna do not called money?
It is, but she does. But what happens is, he gives her the until it's finished, she doesn't pay him a penny, but she owes him every minute for the work, and that's a milvah. Till he hands it back to her, it's not finished.
But he hasn't done anything yet. She knew from the moment he says those.
No. When he gives it to her.
He gave it to her.
Oh. Again, but it's a loan. It might be a loan.
It only be the stairs, not the kablamis.
Can't hear you.
It only be the stairs, not the kablamis.
See, it's interesting because Rashi says about like the cash on the skiris. Rashi doesn't offer the other shots. I don't know.
Rabbi, Rashi, plowing doctrine in the future.
And, Dr. Harris, when you speak in a phone, you must speak louder.
When you're plowing the driveway in the future, what did he give her?
When you plow the driveway in the future, what are you giving her?
What did he give her? How could it be Mekadeshes? She asked Avram before. What did he give her? He didn't give her the ring. He didn't give her anything yet.
The last moment of the plow driveway, she's going to have to pay you, and you're saying you don't have to. There is no loan. You don't owe me anything. Meaning, it was never a debt yet. It's going to become a debt, and you're stopping it from becoming a debt and turning the work into an act of kedushin.
Even though it hasn't been done yet.
What?
Even though it hasn't been done yet.
Again, the kedushin happens at the end of the driveway. Doesn't happen when he talks. It happens when he finished plowing the driveway.
Oh.
Rashi. Dr. Rashi. The Tzchai Shasisi Imach. If for sure, if he finishes and gives it back, by that time it's a loan. But the fact that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi adds this must be that Rabbi Nassim disagrees. The Ksavim Mobe Bruta died time over. Iki Benayu Schiris, and Yashna Matkilu Batzaifa, Lav Kudu Parishas. Now Rashi does translate it that he's doing a job for her that he hands back. So my case of plowing the driveway, maybe you could argue with me and say that he's not handing her anything at any point, so therefore that everybody would agree that's a loan. But I'm not sure. Dr. Mishnah Light.
In all cases, we have women who are familiar with the law.
According to one Mal Diyamar. It's got to leave because that's Shoyayin. A man says to a woman, that's Pashup Shat, the Gemara will change it. But a guy says to a woman, be Mekadeshes to me with this cup of wine. And then it was found, gave it at night, or was covered, the closed cup. So she didn't see what was in it. He told her it's a cup of wine, she found it to be honey. Or Shodvash, he told her, I'm giving you a cup of honey, then when she uncovered it, she found out that she didn't get what he told her he's giving her. But then there's Shokesef. He said, I'm giving you now, it's in a pouch, but in there is a silver dinner. Benimtza Shozov. And it wasn't silver. Shozov, Benimtza Shokesov. He said, marry me on the condition I'm rich. What is considered rich? Come on, we'll explain what is considered rich. And it doesn't mean here Sameach B'chalka, even though that's what it should mean. V'nimtza ani, and he was found to be poor. She said, ani, marry me on the condition that I'm poor. Some women don't want to marry rich people. V'nimtza asher, ani mekadeshes. It's a misleading condition.
What did he give her?
She got what was worth more money or less money, but that's not what he told her.
What did he give her?
She agreed to A. She didn't get A. Shimon Haimer im hita l'shvach mukadashas. If he gave her something worth more, she's mukadashas. Rashi. No Rashi. Tana Rabbanan. Skachili b'kaizeh, which is different than the Mishnah. She did not identify what's in the cup. He handed her a full cup. And he said, just wait one second. He said to her, be mekadeshes with this cup. Tana chata, one brisa says, b'ayu b'meshu b'taychay. We take the value of the actual cup, plus what's in it, and if it equals a pruta, she's mekadeshes. Again, he did not say, he didn't promise her any special thing. He said, take this cup and be mekdeshes. So Uman Diyama says, we don't only look at the value of the cup, we look at the value of the cup plus the liquid in it. Tanya Idach, another Brisa says, no, by v'loy b'mesha b'taychai. We only look at the cup, that's what he said, and we don't care what's in it. It doesn't add. If the cup is worth a pruta, she's mekdeshes. And if it's not worth a pruta, she's not mekdeshes. Tanya Yidach, and the third price says, "Bamesha b'toicha v'loy boy." We only look at the content, and we don't look at the cup. So the question is, seems contradictory. All he said is b'kaizeh, and we have three different prices that learn it three different ways. Zupti gemar leikasha, and I'm going to learn like Rashi. Habamaya, if it's water. Nobody's thinking about it. She knows it's water. No misleading here. It's a cup of water, he means only the cup. Because even though the water is worth money, but it's a very cheap item, that in her mind, that's not part of the Kedusha. When he said, because then it has water, he means only the external cup. Habayayin, habachamra, by wine. The derech is when you give a person a cup of wine, he drinks the wine and returns the cup. So therefore, she views it only in terms of the wine. Cup doesn't make a difference. Because she's gonna, usually, when you give somebody, here is a cup of wine, he drinks it up and hands you back the cup. And Habitziara. And the other part, the third one, is talking about Machlokes two pshatim and Rashi. We'll learn the first pshat in Rashi, which Sira is fish juice, made to be there a long time. You use it very little by little. And therefore, when you hand a cup of fish juice, you don't expect the cup back. And therefore, you mean both the fish juice and the cup. Because it has value, it's not water. At the same time, it is not something you use and give it back. So you mean both. It's what the derech is. Rashi, by b'meshu v'teichai, b'shneim zochsu l'shava bruta, b'tzar v'l'shava bruta. She gets both, and they combine for bruta. By kitcha, lay b'meshu v'teichai, ein ezeichabai, she doesn't get it. Ve'ena mitzayim l'shava bruta. The Maya d'lichashivi lo yisadaita l'bikli. It's not chashiv, so her mind is set on the keli. B'chamra, meshav b'teichav l'loy bay. Rashi explains why. Davidi l'mishtiye, it's normal to drink it. U'mahad v'kais l'marei, and give the kais back to the owner. B'tzira, tzir dagim, fish juice. Sh'asu l'yamim rabim l'tavo bay. It's used as a dip. V'kais, and you need the cup to keep it, to watch it, because you're going to use it over a month, right? So you need that cup. So the derech is not to give back the cup. By wine, they expect you to drink it right away and hand back the cup. Here, you're going to have it for a month, so the derech is you're giving the person the cup as well. So it's by b'mesh b'tach. V'yesh shayimrim, and some say tzira shemen. Doesn't mean fish juice, it means oil, washing yitzhov, it's the same thing. You use it in small quantities, and therefore, it's the cup. Mashal amad aver daima, when people send you a cake for Shabbos on a nice plate, they expect the plate back, or they don't expect the plate back? What are they giving you? The cake, and you're supposed to use it up and send the plate back? Or is it part of the gift? So, b'shlach manas, you assume it's part of the gift. on a regular Shabbos cake, I think that Derek is to send back the fancy blade. I think. I'm not usually involved in that in my house. But I think that that's the way it works. Again, it's what people are the Minigah Olam to do. I just made up this minute. I hope I'm right. I might be, women might be throwing stones at me. I don't know, but I'm just saying that's what I think the Minigah is. And therefore, that would be the das. See, so if you would send a woman a fancy cake on a plate for Kedushin, would that be the plate and the cake? Would that be just the cake or just the plate? That's the shy layer. Yes?
It seems you could take a proof from the Quorum where the rich people sent wrapped up in gold and so the gold was returned, whereas poor people.
That could be. I'm just talking about what Derek Hyland. This is definitely, there's nothing to do with Halacha. This is Derek Hyland. Okay. I think what I think is that I might be wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah, why didn't they give the case of material? It could be honey. Wouldn't that be a good case of something that's good little by little?
I don't know. Why do you need oil or fish juice? Why couldn't the Gemara stick to honey, which the Mishnah mentioned? And that's something used little by little. If that's true, by the way. Could be people drank honey. I have no idea. You know what I mean? All speculative. You made up. I mean, I don't mean in a bad way, that people use honey little by little. It might be Rosh Hashanah, you know what I mean? And they're dipping the apples a lot of honey.
Right.
Yes. They're somewhat different in their purposes. Garum, or liquament, which is the fermented fish juice, was essentially the ketchup of the Mediterranean.
Right.
Was not only used to eat, it was also used today.
True, but again, the Gemara is being used slowly. Dr. Harris is asking, why not honey? Again, that's assuming that honey is used slowly. Again, I don't know.
Garum is used very slowly, and oil is used
in
greater amounts.
Right. Dr. Gemara, I invite him, he told the Shvachai some Mekadeshes. The Shimon says, if he gave her more, then she's Mekadeshes. Frank the Gemara, it's not true. It should not be true. Based on a fact, some people need a less expensive item for whatever they need it for. But they want that. If I buy vinegar and you give me wine, it's worth a lot more. But I didn't want wine. I wanted vinegar. If I need vinegar and you give me wine, on the market you gave me more, but it's not a sale because I wanted vinegar. Same thing if she needs a silver piece, a dinner she'll cast up for whenever she needs it. Who says she wants the value? Not interested in going and exchanging dinner shows off for silver. She wanted a silver coin. She needed that silver to fix her whatever piece of jewelry or whatever else she needed to complete a set. And he hands her gold. So theoretically, he gave her something of much more value. But that's not what they're in. She agreed to Kesa for a reason. That's the Kasha. Let me read it inside. Correcting Marvin Lesler, Reb Shimon, Yaim Benim Tzuchaymetz. Chaimed Zenimtsi Yayin. If he tells her wine and it's found to be vinegar, or vinegar and it's found to be wine, Shneim Yechayim Magzimem, they can both change their minds. Alma, Ikad Nichale Bechala, Ikad Nichale Bechamra. Some people need vinegar and some people need wine. Achanami, Ikad Nichale Bechasva. There's some people that need silver for whatever reason. But like Nichale Bechava, they don't want gold now. I'm sorry, right. So why is Reb Shimon saying if it's better, she's Mekadeshes? That's not what she wanted. That's not what she agreed to. Maybe she wouldn't want gold. How are you assuming this? Yes, doctor.
Even though gold contains more value than silver per weight, for science, that's so important. I believe Farazoa really talks about silver is much more exchangeable. So it's much more convenient.
Could be, 100%.
But she took it.
She didn't know. He told her it was covered. The China must be got. It was in a pouch. He said, she said, I'll marry you. He said, will you marry me for a silver thing? Yes. And he hands her a golden thing in a pouch. She goes home. She opens up to show her family the silver she received for Kedushin, and there is gold. So the Tanakhama said she's not Kedushin. Reb Shimon says she is. And the question is, why? That's not what she agreed to. Now, again, Rishonim say, even though it might be worth more, But that's not what she asked for. That's not what she agreed to. Who says she wants the other one? Dr. Schwab is right. It's less exchangeable. It's easier to work with silver.
The fact is, she might have thought that he gave her the wrong thing, and therefore she's not making that. He said silver, and the gold. He must have made a mistake.
That's not the reason.
That's not a reason.
No, the Mishnah is saying because that's not what she agreed to. No, you're saying because she thinks he made a mistake. I'm saying she never agreed to be Mukadash just to the other thing.
Okay, you're saying what? Okay. And he meant it all wrong.
Again, he handed her a covered pouch and he lied to her.
He surprised her.
Chloe, you're a nice person today. You want to say he surprised her? Fine. I mean, I'm saying he told her something. It's not true. It's not true.
He wasn't making her happier.
Again, if she agreed to silver, that means she wants silver. And for the Gemara,
I think their whole one would be that the woman would be much happier.
That's what I'm trying to avoid this. If I need some silver for my jewelry, I'm not interested in your gold. You're looking at it in my bank account. That's not what we're saying. I want vinegar, and you sell me wine at the same price. You did me an unbelievable favor. I didn't want wine. Zakti Gemara Amar Simi Barashi. Ashkakta Labaya the Yasta Bekam Masberle Libre. I found Abaya teaching this Mishnah to his son. Halka B'maya Skinon. And he learned the case that the Mishnah is talking about. He told the shliach, do me a favor, lend me a dinner of silver. Do me a favor, can you lend me the silver dinner and go do kedusha for me for Leah? You know, you're traveling to Boston. Leah lives in Boston. Go do me a kedusha with Leah. She agreed to marry me, but I have to send her kedusha. Lend me the money and be Mekadosh Leah for me. That's what he asked the shliach to do. And the shliach went, V'halach v'hilvash asav. And he went, and he took a coin of gold, and he went to the lady and he said, I'm a shliach for Pliny, and I'm giving you kedusha. Now, she's under the impression, when they communicated, by email, he told her he's sending her a silver dinner. And then when the guy shows up and says, here is your dinner, she took it, and it was gold. The question is, when they communicated, and she thought she was getting silver, right? Correct? Was she saying, I'm willing to go for silver? Or was she saying, I'll take even silver? But when he hands it to her and says, this is silver, and it's not, she never agreed to the kedusha. Here, she agreed to accept silver. Does that mean she agreed to accept only silver? Or did she agree to accept even silver? Because the shliach went and gave more than silver. So now, the question is, when she on the phone agreed to accept silver, or on the email, was she agreeing to only silver or also silver? Because when he says something and it's not true, he misled her. Here, she agreed, send me silver, it'll be good enough. Is that good enough? Or send me silver because that's what I want?
I'm sorry, what did the Baal say?
Baal said nothing, the shliach said.
No, on the email, whatever that is.
What did the Baal say?
The English says that the man was misled.
I'll take it back. That's the next piece of Gemara. I take it back. He told me, lend me silver and give it to her for kedushin. He went and took gold. Did the Baal agree to give gold? When he told the shliach, give silver, and the shliach is giving gold, the shliach is not keeping his agency. Or the Baal was saying, all you have to do is lend me silver. But if you want to lend me more, it's okay. When a guy tells the shliach, do me a favor, lend me a silver dinner and go be mekadesh the lady, does he mean, please don't give her more, I don't want to pay you anymore? Or does he mean, no, I don't want to bother you to lend me too much. Just lend me a silver dinner. But I don't mind if you lend me more. That's the question. So the question is in his shlichas.
Not
the milva. Not the lady. He's not giving the lady a loan. If I borrow a dollar from you and I use it for kedusha, that's milva? It's your money. I borrow a dollar from you. Who owns the dollar now? Rashi. Zak Rashi, Ikidinicha Beshneim, Alekeichum, Meichem, Mishnah, Vabasri. Ikidinicha Bechala, Vavagav, the Chamra Adav, even the Chamra is worth more. Hamish is at Sarach Lechem, if he needs vinegar. Hagamai Skinik Lem, Ikhtar is Gabadita, Avi, Lahavi, Polygrip Shimon. If it's misleading her, Rav Shimon would not argue. And Avi Tar is Gabadi Day. What happened was, questioned by him, the Amr Lushliach, he said, lend me silver and be Makadish the lady. The guy went and lent him gold. Hanukkah is a kapedi, Vilanichale Lassus Lazov. He doesn't want to give her gold. You're not my agent. Shimon Savar, Menech Nichale, Chashivusi Gabay. Adarabba, he feels better if he can give the woman gold. But I had to come and I didn't cast the Maramakamulai. He was just like saying, that's enough. Lend me at least silver. That's the havamin of this Gemara. So the Gemara, it doesn't
why,
fit
why
into
do
the...
To change, Rabbi, why do you have to change the case that he was the one that misled? Why can't
I
there be
argument
whether or not... Why,
again,
why does
I
it
can't
have to
hear
change?
You.
Okay.
What? I can't hear you. Yahaki. The Gemara says there's three problems with this. The case doesn't make any sense. The Mishnah says it's kachi li. If there's a shliach doing the kedushin, it's kachi loy. The shliach is saying people kedush this to somebody else. Also, it says hita l'shvach. You misled her, but you gave her more. She told l'shvach. You misled him. Nimtza, it says it was found. Found means she didn't know what she got. Over here she knew what she got. Mikar Nami Tzavava. She knew it was gold. It's between him and the Shliach. It has nothing to do with her. The Mishnah makes it sound that there's a problem with her acceptance, not with his giving.
He never said anything to her.
No, he made him an agent to go marry her.
He never said anything to the...
No, nothing. Ella Marava. And
why
do
they change this
Kaddish Lee
when the case is the
Kaddish Lee?
What's going on?
I have no idea what you just asked.
In this story, he says the Kaddish Lee is a punishment.
He told the Shliach.
Yeah.
But what did the Shliach say to the lady?
I mean, this was worth
the Mishnah is talking about. He talked to the lady. And he said his Kaddish Lee.
Stop saying that I'm here on behalf of...
Well, that's the problem. If it's a shliach, he would say he's got shilai. The case of the Mishnah
even
is...
Even if you told him who the shliach for, he might have changed his mind and said he's got shilai for himself.
No, that's not the case. That's not our problem. Our problem is, the way Abaye said the case, the Mishnah should have said a different story. The Mishnah should have talked about the different... The question is between the guy who sent it and the agent. But with her, there's nothing different. She's receiving exactly what she was told she's receiving. The Mishnah makes it sound she did not receive what she was told. According to Abaye, that's not the case. She received exactly what she was told. The problem was that it was not an agent. So the Mishnah doesn't sound that way. The wording of the Mishnah would be different if an agent is saying something that he wasn't an agent for, rather than misleading the woman. The Mishnah is not saying that case. You're offering a new shot, but that's not what Abaye said. The case of the Mishnah was He told the agent A, and the agent did B. Has nothing to do with the lady. B went over to the lady and told her the exact truth. Was misleading her. I'm an agent for a census guy, because that's just a hem with silver and it was gold. And meanwhile, the guy never asked him to give gold. Elama Rava, Ani Barishab Chabura Targimna. Me and the lion in the group, we translated. Who's the lion in the group? Umani Rabchia Bar Oven. Hakim Mayaskinam. The case is talking about. Say the kibuli kedushi miplayni. Shamali hiskachili bedinish okesef. Do me a favor. I was in a conversation with this guy who lives in Chicago, and he told me he's going to marry me with a dinner of kesef. Can you go pick it up? You're going to Chicago. Be my agent to receive kedushin. Just like he can make an agent to do kedushin, she can make an agent to receive the kedushin. So she tells her agent, you're going to Chicago. The guy told me he's going to give me a dinner of kesef for kedushin. So can you do me a favor and pick it up? And the guy gave the agent a dinner of zav. And he said to the agent, I'm being mekadesh, this lady, who you are an agent of, with a dinner of zav. Now, the problem is, see, when she hears it straight from him at the time of kedushin, that's what she's agreeing to. Here, she made an agent, and she told the agent, he told me silver. Is she like giving her, saying, I want to make sure it's silver? Or does she mean to say, listen, he told me he's going to give me silver, I don't really care, but if he gives me, you know, that's what he told me he was going to give me. She's just trying to tell the agent what to expect, not because she's insisting on it. When he's talking man to lady, and he says silver, she expects silver. Here, she's making an agent. She tells the agent, he had told me he was going to give me silver.
What's the difference?
So the question is it just telling the agent, like, that's what he had told me, but not that I care? Or does it mean, I care for silver? That's the shaila. Dr. Gemara, my servant, peda, my servant, my mokamiloi. Can I finish? Well, my nimtza, the kataya bablisa, it was covered in a shmata. It was covered in a pouch. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, yihachi dishliach kitchaloi. It's kachiloi mi boyaloi. Should say it's kachiloi. Right, im tos kabehu, im he told mi boyaloi, you misled the sender. Nimtzoid, nimtza shokov. What do you mean nimtza? The 20 mahi mikara, what was it before? Kiyavi bechetzkezod, he told her it was gold. Kfeida, lohisa kafeita b'shokesef. Digga de nichala bechetzkezod, she knew it's silver. What she meant to tell the agent is, I'm willing to do it for silver. He didn't mislead anybody. There was no misleading at the time of kedushin. He handed her gold, but she had told the shliach, except he told me he's going to give me silver. And the shliach hands her gold wrapped up in a shmata. The guy brings it back, and we find it's gold. Now, the question is, did she insist on silver or not? See, let me try to explain this, and Rabbi Cohen, please listen, and I'm answering your question. When there's direct communication between husband and wife at the time of kedushin, and he spells out A, he means A, and she means A, nothing else. Because that's what happened at the time of kedushin. But when there's a previous communication, and now an agent she's just telling the agent, he told me this, does she mean to be specific? That's what I want? Or is she saying, I'm willing to accept even this, because it's through an agent, right? But it's a direct communication between husband and wife. He lied to her. He said, I'm giving you silver, and he gave her gold. She never agreed to gold. Now, she ain't get here. He had promised her before silver, and when she makes the agent, she's just saying, make sure it's at least silver. That's the shiloh. So, Krashi, Yemar Shabbat, Mar Malkam Aloy, Avim Layitin Alakesim Kabu, Miu Hechad the Toy E Gufa, but if he misled her straight, Lay Paul Grub Shimon. My nimtza, hamikara hachavi, he handed her gold. Now the time of blisim, shenasna l'shliach, it was covered. It was covered with a shmata. Matzasa shows up, and she found it to be gold, and everybody should have a wonderful, wonderful day.